Hey, and welcome back to the Lion's Den Podcast. We are on Season 2, Episode 102. If you haven't listened to any of the others, I would suggest going back through those. Today, we talked on New Year's resolutions last time. Today is just getting into that zone so we don't fall out. So the fallout of your patterns and all of the routines you've set during the holidays. A lot of people fall out, and what we mean by fallout is when you fall out, they do a lot of things that they're not used to doing, and then they fall out of all their routines. And we understand you're doing different things. You have family. You're doing all these things during this time. But we need to make sure that maybe we adjust programming or adjust things in the fitness world so that we do not completely fall right out of it. One of the biggest things I have found in running a gym and training people is stay consistent even through it. Maybe you won't get as much done outside of it without your trainer, or maybe you can't make 5-6 times a week in your programming. Maybe you can only do 2-3. So that just would mean switching to like a full body program. When you're doing these type of things, you have to just kind of pre-plan and start looking into it. What can I do looking into it? What are the things that I'm going to have to, depending on what days I need off, family, all of this stuff, pre-plan so that we don't have this fallout. Fallout is just one of the things that I have noticed in training. What ends up happening is people fall out of their routines in December, and then it takes till March, April to even get back into it because January, February, we get busy, New Year, all of these things. So sit back, think about it, start realizing exactly what things are going to. So some of the fallout things that I have noticed in the past is eating. A lot of people eat improperly. We fall out of it during this time. We also don't go to a gym or work out at all. So then we don't want to go back because we're embarrassed. That is another big thing. So those first two things, eating and gyms, try to do as much as you can. Even if you can't make it into a place or you're super busy, try to even give 30 minutes of a workout or something somewhere so that you are still staying into it and still doing things. Because what ends up happening is over time, if you fall out, the fallout will just be a huge problem down the road. And then when you do get back, whether it be April, May, March, whenever it is, you are comparing yourself to the old you, and then you're harder, and then a lot of the time people don't get back into it ever. It's another thing that I have noticed is it takes them a long time whether they come back. If they do, they get back into it and it takes a long time, or they never do. So it's just one of those things that I would identify right now, especially going into holiday seasons. It's sometimes just depending on how many days you have off, family, all of these things. Identify these things and see how you're going to still do something. Do something, stay in somewhat, maybe you're in a reduced capacity, but at the end of the day, we need to make sure that we aren't failing and doing nothing, because when you do nothing, then you do not see the results. You're eating bad, you're staying up late, not getting sleep properly, and then you fall completely out of it, and then you start realizing very quickly, this is not the way we want to live. I have found that in my own universe of training, being injured the last while, I've had to adapt and do some like half basically things that I should be able to do way more of. But when you're sitting waiting for surgeries and stuff, this applies to this just because I still put the work in, but it's a modified version. Is it ideal? No, it is not. But you're still getting in, keeping that routine, and you still get that release. Now apply that to yourselves during these holiday seasons. Look at yourself and see exactly how you're going to eat properly. Even, yes, you might eat something improper because it's holidays and everything, but we need to be able to stay on somewhat of a form and controlled diet and type thing so that you don't fall out completely. Because if you don't track or do anything for a long time, it is so much harder to get back into routine and the eating. So stay on somewhat of a diet through these. Have extra cheat day if you have to, but try to stay onto it. Now in the training program, a lot of people do 5-6 days, 4s, whatever it may be, 3s, whatever you can get in. I would suggest nothing less than 3. Try to prep yourself to look at the schedule right now and which days you won't be able to, and plan on the others so that you can get in. That would make the biggest change in your own life, and then you're planned and you're ready to go. It is one of the things that I have noticed more and more, especially for success. People need to have plans. People love plans, and people then stick to things if they've planned it out accordingly. If you throw the spaghetti on the wall idea where you just let it go, a lot of the time we get way less done than we wanted to. And that is one of the biggest things that I would say in 10 years of training people is you look at it and you start realizing very quickly that in a month from now, you look at it and say, I didn't get anywhere near as much done because I didn't set goals in an adapted program. So that is the challenges, and that's what we are going to ask you to do today. Mm-hmm. So create it so the fallout is not where we don't want those fallouts, where we're completely off. So ask yourself the two things. How are you going to, whether it be eat an extra treat day around Christmas and then make sure you're eating healthy on other days? That's the first thing. How are you going to make sure your eating is proper? That's question one. Question two, how are you going to adapt your programming? So adapting it so that you're still getting things in and you're still working out and doing some form of exercise so you don't completely fall off the mat, because this will directly relate to you in the new year, and this will directly relate to you staying in a zone and staying on path. If you don't do these things, you will then look at it and realize, why did this happen? Why did I not stick with it? And it's pretty simple. You fall out of it, and then it's so much harder to get back to something that you did before, and when you compare yourself to it. So just ask those two questions, nutrition and workout regime. What are you going to do so that you don't completely fall off? Thank you so much for listening, and we will chat again soon.